Today, we are going to take you on a journey. A journey to a place where people have amazing power. In fact, so much power that they can control everything. So just close your eyes and relax for a moment. That's right. Close your eyes. And let's go on an adventure. I'm sure you've imagined sometimes how different powers could affect you, how you could be affected by people in different ways. And there are a few places in this world where people have miraculous powers, like space. I'm sure you've imagined one time or another of what it would be like to meet someone with force powers, the force. Could you imagine what that might feel like? To have energy surrounding you, manipulating you in various ways, shapes or forms. And in the back of your mind, you could even imagine a beautiful stranger walking over to you, holding out her hand, and of course, out of a crowd of people in a crowded room in the middle of a space station, a beautiful stranger holding out her hand just seems like such an inviting idea, or it did at the time. She reaches out to you. As you have a look of lost confusion across your face, of course, it's so busy here. You're not quite sure how you got here or when you landed, but you just look like you need somebody. Somebody to take control, somebody to tell you where to go. And she gives you that moment, that momentary lapse of come with me. And as you look upon her face, covered by a cloaked hood, you can see a glimpse of her eyes, so penetratingly powerful. Shining in the light. She reaches out a hand to you and you take it as she starts pulling you through the crowd. You can see various people, all shapes and sizes, all races and creeds. Some are androids, some are cyborgs, some are aliens from distant planets. But it doesn't matter now, does it? Because all that matters is her holding your hand, pulling you towards something, towards a ship, a spaceship, her spaceship. And as you start to climb aboard a ramp, you can hear the gentle metal beneath your feet. As you climb aboard, it's dark inside and quite cramped. It's full of little corridors and little hidden secrets, but she takes you into her main chamber. And as you find a place to sit, a nearby sofa, she unveils her hood and you see her standing before you in all of her majesty. You see she is pale-skinned with dark eyes and bright red lips. Her hair cascading down her back is a mixture of black and reds. And she smiles at you like she's known you your entire life. Her gaze is so warm and inviting. And she says to you, "I'm sorry, I don't normally do this, but you looked so helpless and lost. I thought I might give you a hand." You see, I am well-versed in the Force. I can find things for you. Maybe I could help you out. So why did you come here? And you look up at her with a blank stare, an empty gaze that tells her you're not quite sure exactly how or why you are here, but yet, it all that matters that you are. And she smiles and says, "Well, that's okay. Maybe I could show you a few of my tricks." Maybe you could help me here on my ship. Would you like that? You smile back at her. This almost feels like it's too good to be true. Like some distant dream, some distant fantasy. And as she stares upon you, you start to realize that you don't know her name. She doesn't know yours. All you know is that your meeting must have been fate. Or perhaps something a bit more sinister than that. And as she gazes upon you, she says, I've been training in ways of the Force. Do you know what that means? And you shake your head looking up at her. And she says, well, that means that I've been working on special abilities and powers that I have, unlocking them piece by piece. You notice she takes something out of her belt and places it on the table. A gray cylinder item with a button on the side. And you recognize it instantly. It's a lightsaber. You think to yourself, she must be one of these Jedi that you've heard so much about. And then all of a sudden, you see a glint of something red. And you wonder to yourself, is she in fact somebody that you should be spending time with? Or is she something much more sinister? She quickly takes the lightsaber and puts it away. Almost too quickly, as you start thinking about all of the different possibilities of why you might be here. As she looks at you, a wicked grin starts to creep across her face as she stares at you. And she says, while my powers have been growing day by day, I'm sure the First Order will be very pleased with me once they recruit me. Don't you think? You recognize this name, the First Order, the Sith. You start to panic a little bit. The Sith are the ones who are trying to take control of this land, and you know they are not good news. And she looks upon you and says, I still need a bit of practice. Maybe I could use you for it. And you start to panic just a little bit. You can feel your heart racing as you know she could do anything to you. Anything at all. And she says, no, don't look so worried. It's not like a beautiful stranger is going to do anything of harm to you. Or maybe I will. Maybe I'll make an example out of you for the First Order. They'd love that. They'd love to see somebody broken by my Force powers. You see, if I break you, you'd become the perfect trophy for them. As she starts to just gently run a finger down your face, you start panicking, and all of a sudden you feel yourself immobilized and you're not quite sure why. As she says, oh, you can already feel it working. As she starts to gently move her hand away from your face, you can see her making an arch with her fingers as she places her hand directly in front of your neck, never touching, but just there. As she says, and with the Force, I can do anything. And with that, she starts to squeeze, and you feel it. You feel the Force tightening around your throat. You feel yourself unable to breathe for a second. And you start to panic as you can feel her grip, not even touching you, but just that energy, that Force energy wrapping around your throat, and she lets go. And you take a deep sigh of relief. You're gasping for air. And she giggles to herself. You look so scared. I love it. And she holds her hand up again and she squeezes. And you can feel the air shutting off in your throat. You can feel yourself gasping and trying to breathe. Able to breathe in but not able to breathe out. You're just stuck there, frozen. Not breathing. Not doing anything at all. And with a wicked grin on her face, she lets go. And you sigh a sigh of relief. You breathe in to make sure that you still can, and you just find yourself panting and just lost, almost lightheaded. Because even though you know what she's doing is wrong, so wrong, it just feels so good to be that controlled that she can just move her hand among your face, right up by your neck, and without even touching you, she can choke you. She can control your breathing. That's right. And as she moves away from you, she starts to walk around the room pacing, and she smiles and says, "Now, why don't we take this a little bit further? You see, that's not all I can do. I've been practicing the force choking ability for a long time, but I've learned other skills along the way." As she grabs your hand and she just starts running a gentle finger across your forearm, you can feel little electrical sparks trickling down your arm, causing your arm to shake slightly. And she says, "Oh, you like that? I've been working on that too. I can change that into anything I want." And then she moves away from you again. And she says, "And I can even do it from a distance," as she points at you. And all of a sudden you can feel the little electrical spark coursing through your entire body, moving around from your head all the way down to the tips of your toes, as you feel it, wave after wave of electrical energy. And as she puts her hand away, you feel it pulled away from you. Her energy is so strong, so captivating. You find yourself so lost in it. And it feels good, it feels exciting, it feels like control you've never experienced before, like you've never felt, and it's good. And then she walks over to your face and leans down, leering at you. "You look flustered," she says. "That's okay. Let's fluster you more, shall we?" As she puts her hand back up, as she starts to gently squeeze, you can feel your airways restricting, but so very slowly. You can still breathe, but you can just feel the force, the pressure just sitting there on your neck, on your throat, caressing it, as you can feel yourself start to get excited and nervous, the panic, the fear, and also the pleasure from being that deeply controlled. And then she starts to squeeze slowly, and you can just feel your airways cutting off, cutting off, cutting off as your breathing stops. And you find yourself just held there, unable to breathe, unable to do anything, just not doing anything at all. And then she releases and it stops. And then she puts her hand back up and you can feel her hand on your throat, still able to breathe, of course. Of course, for now. And then she squeezes it tightly and you can just feel your airways being cut off as you just find yourself just sitting there, trying to breathe, trying to do anything at all, but unable to do anything, but just stutter and stammer and panic. And then she releases and you breathe a big sigh. And the more she seems to do this to you, the stronger she seems to get. The stronger her control seems to grow over you, as you just want her to take more and more and more of this control that she has over you. Because it feels good, it feels right to be this deeply controlled by her, and you don't even know her name, but yet it just feels so good. And then she starts to run her fingers across your body as she just starts to caress your shoulders a little bit, moving her hands up to your cheeks, holding your cheeks, looking at her deeply in her eyes. As she moves her hands to your temples, and as she presses her thumbs into your temples, you can feel it. Your mind starting to shatter, your mind starting to break, as if every single secret you've ever had is just open and laid bare on the floor right now. As she whispers in your ear, "Yeah, that's right. Just give in to me. Just let go. Just give me everything. Tell me everything I need to know, but just with your thoughts. Let me read your mind. Let me read all of you. Let me open your mind like a book. So easy to read, so easy to focus and fixate on my words. And yet you can just allow me to just travel through the corners of your mind, picking up all of the information that you have. That's right. Just give in to me." And you can just feel her rifling through your mind, as you just feel it, like page after page after page of your life just turning over and over and over, as your mind starts to just reel. That's right. You can feel a gentle pressure in your head, the pressure of her. It's her and her control, as she just takes completely charge of you, as your mind just starts to empty out of all thought, all memories, all everything, just whirling and fizzing around and around and around in your mind. As you just give it all up, as you just let it all go, as you just allow yourself to be read so easily, so effortlessly, drifting deeper and deeper and deeper. as you just find yourself reeling in her control, in her power, in her force skills, as she whispers in your ear, "That's right, just empty your mind out, just allow me to take every single piece and part of you." And as she lets her hands go, you feel it all rushing back to you at once, as you gasp for air, as you allow yourself to just take a moment. But she doesn't want to give you a moment, as she reaches her hand up and she forces your airways to close again, as you can just look at her hand controlling your throat, as you gasp, as you sputter, as you just can't do anything at all. And she releases, and you relax. And this relaxing and this tension and this choking, as the force and the pressure around your neck eases, you just find yourself just so sleepy, so empty, so very, very confused, lost in this space station. This beautiful stranger trying to help you, but yet being no help at all. And here you can find her just walking away from you for a moment. And as she leaves the room, you hear a thud that lets you know that you are trapped. You're stuck here. And as you start to just relinquish all control, as you just relax onto the sofa that you're sitting on, you find yourself happy and content with the fact that you are her prisoner now. And that's okay. It's okay to be her prisoner, because secretly, deep down inside, you know it felt so good to be controlled, to have her force powers manipulate you like this. And you start to wonder to yourself where the next adventure might lead you.